This time by, we're visiting with Tina Radigan. She is with Propel Models. October is National Women's Small Business Month. It's a time to recognize women entrepreneurs for their significant economic contributions and highlight the challenges there you face. Tina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your modeling agency. What do you do?
So we find and scout models all over the globe. We develop them, and then hopefully we can send them to bigger agencies so they can get promoted a lot bigger and better.
Now, one of the things that you've had to do in this effort is build your own confidence. So tell me a little bit about your story, and this is a very cutthroat world from what I'm told and what we've always seen, and you can tell me how true that is. But what of the challenges have you faced as a businesswoman trying to make it in this very high-strung business, if you will?
Well, first, because I'm a woman and it's driven by male, unfortunately, that's hard in the sense. And secondly, because we are based out of Connecticut, so we are a small agency in a huge pond of bigger agencies, so we have to prove ourselves.
Tell me a little bit, how did you get started? How did you decide this is what you wanted to do, is run a modeling agency? How did you come up with what you wanted to do?
So I got to this country in 96. I was just turning 21. I've always dreamt of being a model, but because I'm on the short side, I wasn't able to. I'm only 5'8". And in New York, you have to be at least 5'9 and over. So I decided, you know what? I kind of love managing people. That was my forte, so to speak. So I want to learn a lot more about the business side of things. And that's how I started, actually. I started doing a lot of researches and going to networking events and try to get a feel of what it is to be a business owner.
Well, it's interesting. It's kind of like, it's kind of like somebody who loves football or basketball, but they really aren't quite where they need to be to perform on the court. But they can coach. They can do other things. I guess there's a similarity there.
Yes, there is.
Well, now you said you came here. Where did you come from?
Jamaica, actually. Originated from Jamaica, and my mom lives here. Oh my gosh. Years and years and years, and so she decided to get me here, and she said, hey, this is your home now, so try to make it happen. So once I got here, I didn't turn 21 just yet. I came in where it was a lot of snow. I've never seen snow before. It was beautiful. Loved it. Now I hate it.
Most of us do.
And then I just start, just getting comfortable and finding the culture here is a lot different from Jamaica. So that was a huge culture shock. I decided to start a business because if I wasn't here, I would definitely go into like something like a managerial position back home, like a hotel manager or something like that. I've always wanted to have my own business.
So tell me what challenges you faced. You mentioned the fact you're a woman in a male-dominated field. You're from Jamaica. You also are not in the heart of where the modeling world is. So how have you made, I guess you've made those challenges work for you in some way?
Yes. And to start off, my one and only child, she's a model, and I don't know where she got her height from, but she did. She is 5'11". And so one day after I was dropping her off at the sitters, it's just the way that she walked. And I was like, you know what? This girl got something in her. She can do this. So we kind of tested the limits and see how it would work. It didn't work right away. We stopped for a few years. And then at age 13, she said, Mom, I would like to do this full time. I said, okay, if you want to do this, I'm on board with you, but I'm not going to start and stop. You know what I mean? So she said, no, I want to do it. So the rest is history. She's been, I've managed so far to have her on Vogue, the most recently Netherlands. She has been on the runway, Chanel runway, Burberry, H&M. She has done that. And with my help, she has, it has gone so big.
Well, let me wrap it up with this. Obviously, we're talking about women empowered in business. I guess that gives you a good feeling that you are empowering the next generation in your daughter.
Yes.
Talk to me about that for a second. How does that feel?
It feels good. And that's what I love. And that's the reason why I do this, is because just knowing that you can find someone who has the ability is just to guide them and put that self-confidence, because it has to do with a lot of self-confidence. You have to find it somewhere, somehow, in order to grow in this industry. You have to have thick skin. You can't be whimsical or sheep. You just have to find that one person or that one thing that helps you just propel, no pun intended, propel your way through. So, yeah, the confidence is really a huge factor in being a business owner, no matter whether it's fashion or is it something else that you really love doing. You have to have that self-confidence. You have to find some way, somehow, to get that so you can keep on going.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. Propel Models, PROPELMODELS.com is your website. Tina Radican has been with us from Propel Models as we mark Women's Small Business Month. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.